Illuminate, seeing God by the light of His Word. Day 6, I Am. Every experience God gives us, every person He puts in our lives, is the perfect preparation for a future that only He can see. Corrie Ten Boom, The Hiding Place. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, "I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up." When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." "Do not come any closer," God said. "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." Then he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Exodus 3:1-6. God's invitation to Moses came through the fire. The curiosity of Moses moved him toward God. God spoke after Moses drew near. Today, the light of God draws me to him. May my curiosity draw me closer into the wonder of who he is, that I may hear the words he speaks. And when God reveals himself to me in a new way, may I allow myself to curiously approach him. God called. Moses responded. "Moses, Moses, here I am." Moses told God where he was, and God responded with who he is. God started with his name, "I am the God of your father." After God told Moses who he was, he told him what he planned to do. Before we concern ourselves with what God does, may we stop to consider who he is.